Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Dallas Mavericks and the Indiana Pacers. Dallas comes in with a record of 36-39. Indiana is 33-42 on the year. Over their last 10, Dallas 3-7 and have lost 4 in a row. Indiana, over that span, 4-6, have lost 2 straight. Here are the numbers. Dallas averages 113.7 per game and surrenders 113.4, while Indiana averages 115.8 and surrenders 118.6. Turnovers, 14 per game by the Pacers, 11.8 by the Mavericks. Dallas, 47.4% from the field, while Indiana shoots 46.7%. Three-point shooting, 37% by the Mavs, 36.4% by the Pacers. Indiana, 79% from the free throw line. Dallas, 75.3%. Dallas, 35.6 points per game from its bench, 43 from the second squad of the Pacers. The Pacers won the first meeting of these two clubs, 124-122. Dallas is on the second game of a back-to-back. They are on the road. Luka Doncic is questionable. Actually, he's out because I think he's going to be suspended. And Miles Turner, Chris Duarte, doubtful for Indiana. As for a prediction in this one, I got the Pacers. I think the Mavericks are a train wreck right now. They're unraveling, and this has not worked out. I got Indiana at home. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Indiana and Dallas. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Dallas Mavericks and the Indiana Pacers. The lines are currently open in the favors of Dallas Mavericks on the road, sitting at 1 overall in the spread with the over-under of 229.5. Now, we look at these two teams at the offensive end. Indiana right now is just sitting outside that top 10, currently ranked number 12 overall when it comes to points per game, averaging 115.8. While Dallas right now is more in the middle of the pack, currently ranked 17th overall, averaging 113.7. Now, on the defensive end, Dallas is also sitting in the middle of the pack right now, currently ranked 15, averaging and allowing 113.4 points. While Indiana, their Achilles heel right now is they give up way too many points, currently ranked 27th overall in the NBA, averaging and allowing 118.6 points a game. Now, if you add this all up together, you're almost looking right at that over-under, right at that mark. But I would consider taking the over in this game. The reason why, look at the last 7 matchups between these teams. The over has been favored 5-2, so I would probably lean and take the over in this game. And the reason why I'm going to take the over, you got probably the second best scorer in the game and the 8th best scorer in the NBA in the game with Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic right now. And speaking of those players, I would probably take the over on both of them when it comes to the points right now. Currently for Luka right now, it's currently sitting at 30.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. Look, like I said, he's second overall in the NBA in points, averaging 32.9 points. This man's just coming off of scoring 40 points against Charlotte right now. He's definitely on a tear right now. He might get suspended for this game. He may not even be there for this one. So if they were sitting this, and he probably say like, okay, maybe he'll play, but I would take the over on the points for Luka Doncic. But if he doesn't play, it should make you lean more towards Kyrie Irving on the points. Currently right now sitting at 27.5. I know this man's season average, like I say, is 8th overall in the NBA, averaging 27.2 points. But look, right now, this man is in his last 6 games averaging 29 points. And on the road, he's been averaging 29.1. Now, I know he just scored 18 points against Charlotte. But like I said, if Luka's not going to play this game because he did get a tech, so he might have to be suspended for one game, that should make you lean even more towards Kyrie Irving in the points right now. So I would definitely lean and take the over in the points for Kyrie Irving. Now, when it comes to his overall spread, I do like Dallas here. Indiana right now, Tyrese Haliburton right now is doubtful for this game right now with an ankle injury. If he doesn't play, that even hurts Indiana even more. And I know Dallas has been struggling overall, but they got to play for something. They're trying to get into this play-in right now, and they've been slowly falling off more and more. And I think Kyrie Irving is going to help him with that. So I would definitely lean towards Dallas in the spread right here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Dallas Mavericks and the Indiana Pacers. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.